The Gemara says in Daf Nidan Beis that if a person eats karvayim of behema, which is the b'nei ma'ayim, the intestines of the behema, la basar, it doesn't have a din of basar, but chleim la bar inish, and one who eats them is not considered a person, is not considered a normal thing to eat the karvayim of a behema. And there's a big chiddush here la'alacha, which the Bach speaks out in Yerdes, and Kofiud, that even though it's mavur over there in Shulchan Aruch, that if you have a chaticha, there was nisarba, but with other chatichas, so you don't say that it's a batal b'raif, because it's a chaticha really scabbard. If it's something which has chashiva, something that you would give to your guests and be mechabed them with it, that gives it a chashiva, and it's not batal b'raif, but zok di bach, that's by regular basar. When it comes to b'nei me'ayim, by kerbayim, those type of things, it's moving like over here that it's not normal to eat it, and being that it's not normal to eat, that is not considered really scabbard for now archim, and therefore it would be batal b'raif. That's what the Bach says based on our Gemara. Now, the Chara, it would seem that what he's saying is not so pashut. It might be telling him a chalikus rishonim. And this is, I'll be something that Rav David Soloveitchik Zatzal spoke out in the in Maseches Milah, Daf Chaf Amud, brought down in his Sefer over there, which is the same sugya as the Gemara over here. So the Gemara over there also says that the Karbaim are not Basar and Achlein Labar Inish, but there seems to be a Machlekes Rishonim, what that means. Tosfos learns that, what does it mean, Labar Inish? He says, Achlein Bar Inish, Pirusha Eichlein Einu Mibnei Adam, one who eats them is not considered Mibnei Adam, he's not considered normal if you eat them. But Rashi over there says a little bit differently. Rashi says that, it doesn't mean if you eat it, you're not a Adam. It just means that if you have the money to buy basar, and instead of buying basar, you buy kerbayim, so la ba'inishu etzakol adam, you're not considered ba'inishu etzakol adam, you should have used your money to buy regular basar and not b'nei ma'ayim. So it's not saying that if you eat it, you're not normal, you're not a regular person. It could be that you do, it isn't the derech to eat it, and if a person only has that, it's normal to eat, but if you have a choice to buy regular basar or this, then it would be appropriate to buy regular basar and not this, and if you don't do that, and labar adam. But one who does eat it, taka might have a din of an adam, so therefore David says that the psak of the bach might be true lefi taisis. Taisis is saying that if you eat it, you're not a bar adam, so it's not right to be mechabed archim with it. But lefi rashi, that if you eat it, you are adam, it just means if you have a choice, it's better to buy basar, so then it's not muchach from the gemara that you're not gonna, that it's not considered bar achila, and that wouldn't be considered right lefi l'fnei archim, and lefi that, the din might not be true. He's going on, the Rav David doesn't bring the Bach, but he brings the Shita over there. The Shita Mamash speaks out the same din as the Bach, and he says that based on this Gemara, the din would be that if you have a Korkum and Shotanagolos, so it's Nisarba Bacheris, the Rivas says that it's Batal, it's not considered Reilis Gabbif Nea Archim, because Echlein Laber Inishu, and Rav David says that that din would be Tali on the Machalikis Rishonim, and who would then the din of the Bach Lachar would be Tali on this Machalikis Rishonim as well. But then Rav David is Mitzada that maybe that's not true. Maybe even if Rashi could say it's not right, Lishkabifnei Archim, because since at the end of the day, it's not the proper thing to buy if you have a choice to buy Basar, meaning it's better to buy Basar. So even though you maybe didn't have Basar, but you see that it's not, doesn't have the same Cheshivas, maybe even if Rashi it's not considered right, Lishkabifnei Archim, and therefore the Psak could be true l'choli alma. But I think from the Shita itself, it could be midayik that not like Rav David is coming out, that really that it would be telling us machlekes Rashi and Taisis, because the tzion of the Shita, where he speaks this out, that it, he says it's not really skamtanei archim, it's ois chaf aleph, and that ois chaf aleph is on the Taisis. The Shita puts his tzion, the marmakim, that letter of chaf aleph is on Taisis. Now the Shah is, why does he put it in Taisis, not in Rashi, not in the Gemara? L'chara, it's mavur from the Shita that it's only in Taisis that he sees the Schiddush, and it's not really Skabif Na Archim. But from the Gemara itself, being that you can learn like Rashi, you can learn that it doesn't mean you're Labar Inish, it just means it's not better to buy Basar if you have a choice. L'fi him, there would not be a Raya that it's not really Skabif Na Archim, so it'd be mavur like from the Shita that he taka held that his din is only true l'fi Taisis, and the middle of the din of the Bach, L'chara would be only true l'fi Taisis as well, and not l'fi Rashi, and the Ran over here in Taisis also seems to be saying like Rashi, that it's just a shiloh which one to buy when you have a choice, and lefi them, it's possible that the Pesach of the Bach would not be true, it's only true lefi Taisis.